This particular gospel passage is meant to help prepare us for Pentecost. So the Pentecost novena, if you're unfamiliar with it, begins this Friday. And of all of the novenas that the church prays, the only official novena is the Pentecost novena. The church says there's many other novenas, and it's a wonderful custom to pray novenas. But the one official novena of the Catholic Church and the novena of novenas, the first novena that has a priority of place over all other novenas, is the Pentecost novena. And the reason is because of all the novenas, it is the only one that Jesus himself instituted. When Jesus ascended back to the Father, he told his disciples to prepare for the coming of the Advocate, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he began, from the moment of his ascension, he began that novena of when his followers were called to especially pray and to prepare themselves for Pentecost. It's something that, unfortunately, I think we've lost as a church, this custom of the Pentecost novena. Here at St. Albert's, we're going to be praying the Pentecost novena, and if you want to pray it with us, we'll have it on all of our social media platforms, and I'll also be doing recordings of audios for our podcast site as well. You can also find that we'll have like the written out one on our parish website in preparation for this Friday, or you can look at various sites if there's one that you prefer as well. The one we'll do will be the one that, again, will be the more traditional and kind of more antique one of the Pentecost novenas. So we'll be doing it in English and in Spanish. But I really highly encourage all of us to take that opportunity to really prepare ourselves. The reason why so often people don't get anything out of Pentecost, I believe, is because we have unfortunately lost the custom of the Pentecost novena. If someone prays the Pentecost novena and really enters into that preparation phase of preparing their hearts for the ways that the Holy Spirit desires to enlighten us with those gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit, you'll notice a difference on Pentecost. I found that when I pray the Pentecost novena, my experience on Pentecost is totally different than when there's that lack or not having that Pentecost novena experience. So again, encourage us, prepare our hearts for Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit will come in a new and in a deeper way than what we've had before. Also in this gospel passage, we hear of how Jesus' disciples have sorrow in their heart. They're sad when Jesus is basically preparing them for his ascension. And he then says to them that the Holy Spirit will be coming. One of the titles of the Holy Spirit is the Consoler. Jesus in this gospel is mentioning the title of the Advocate, but another title for the Holy Spirit is of the Consoler. And part of the reason why the Holy Spirit has that title of Consoler was to console his followers when Jesus would ascend back to the Father. And it's something that when we experience any kind of sorrow, pain, when I celebrate funeral masses, I don't pray it out loud, but I pray silently, especially after I give a homily at a funeral mass, I always have a moment of silence. And in each of those moments of silence, I especially am invoking the Holy Spirit silently and asking that the Holy Spirit will console the family, that the Consoler will come at that moment. When we invoke those different titles of the Holy Spirit, what we're doing is inviting in an aspect of the Holy Spirit to help us at that particular time. So if we're experiencing great sorrow, we can ask the Holy Spirit as the Consoler to come. We also can ask the Holy Spirit to be the Advocate for us, the title again that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is mentioning in today's gospel, when especially there's maybe some kind of prayer petition, some kind of advice, etc., some advocacy that is needed, especially if one is interceding or praying for certain changes in society, etc. It can be very powerful to invoke the Holy Spirit under that title of the Advocate when one is making those kinds of petition prayers. But again, this time of year is really a time when we should be preparing ourselves to receive the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit and asking ourselves, what kind of relationship do we have with the Holy Spirit? Unfortunately, of the three persons of the Trinity, most Catholics have the lowest relationship or least relationship with the Holy Spirit. This time of year in the Pentecost Novena is a great opportunity to change that. If one doesn't have that much of a relationship with the Holy Spirit, start. Start with the Pentecost Novena. Just ask the Holy Spirit and just start invoking the Holy Spirit and be amazed at how the Holy Spirit will show up and how great changes can happen in our spiritual life.